Good morning, America. This is the Cats Roundtable. John Katzmann is here Sunday morning, 4th of July weekend. It's going to be a hot one, and the sun will be shining. And who else to talk to but Dr. Peter Michalos to tell us what precautions should we take? Good morning, Doctor. How are you today?
Good morning, John. Good morning, Cats Roundtable audience. And happy birthday to America. And what a great weekend this is going to be. And we just want people to be safe and be protected. And now we know that the effects of ultraviolet rays from the sun are cumulative over a lifetime, which we didn't really understand that before. So from the time you're a little kid, it adds up. And we now know that ultraviolet radiation is a mutagen, which means it damages our DNA, and that accelerates aging and decreases longevity. That's why you see people who spent a lot of time in the sun without protection, they look older, and their biological age actually decreases because of all of that extra UV radiation. And especially during the peak hours of noon and 3 p.m., that's the sun is most toxic to the eye and the surrounding skin. And UV radiation is associated with things like corneal damage, which is the front window of the eye, cataracts, macular degeneration, dry eye, wrinkles, skin furrows, and loss of elasticity and even eyelid cancers. And it's very important for people to use a wide hat with a brim and wraparound polarized sunglasses and prescription glasses if they need them. And that helps to avoid and reduce the UV damage that's sustained from sun exposure. Because we know our eyelid skin is the thinnest skin in the entire human body, and it's more susceptible to skin cancers like basal cells and squamous cells and melanomas. And the other thing that you can get directly on your eye are called pinguecula and pterygium, which are fleshy, elastic-like growths that happen on the surface of the eye, and they're associated with long-term UV sunlight exposure. Interestingly, in the United States, we see more cataracts and cancers on the left side of our face, eyelid, left arm. And if you live in New Zealand, you get it on the opposite side because they drive on the right side of the road. And because we drive on the left, we usually get our first UV-associated problems on the left side of our body, which is an interesting factoid. And we have to educate our children on using hats from young ages and sunscreen and sunglasses, just like it's done in schools in Australia, where they even have sunscreen that they give out free on the beach, just like we have these antiseptic pumps that we have during COVID for our hands. They have it on the beaches for sunscreen, and that would help reduce the lifetime cumulative exposure of UV light. So,
Doctor, most important question. We're all told, and I believe, that we all need some sunshine. Sunshine kills viruses. Sunshine kills, at what point, how many minutes of sunshine, how many minutes of ultraviolet rays is it safe? Give us that an estimated analysis.
There is no exact answer, but if you have like a half hour or less of sunshine, but if you have, for example, Irish, German skin, light skin with blue eyes, you're going to be more susceptible. If you live at a high altitude and you're in the mountains of Colorado and it's a bright sunny day, the dose that you're getting is much higher. The higher the altitude, the closer you are to the sun and the rays, so you get more. So it depends on the amount of pigment in your skin. It depends on the altitude. It depends on the cloud cover. So there's other factors, but basically, it's moderation. The same thing we know now, if you drink more than a bottle of wine per week, you have 2.2-fold increased incidence in cardiomyopathy and heart disease. And that was a big European study. The same thing with anything in moderation. But there is no exact number. But in my opinion, I think if you hang out directly in the sun more than a half hour a day, it's probably too much. So the sun is our friend. Just walking around, even if you have a hat in the brim, a certain amount of sunlight will hit your arms and other exposed areas. But we're not really designed to be baking in the sun. And we just know that over the years. And, you know, if you don't want to end up with wrinkles and skin cancers, it's better to not sit there in the sun like some people in the beach do all the time. And it's keeping the dermatologists super busy. But lastly, I want to talk about other things you can do, and what we eat is important. A diet rich in green leafy vegetable is filled with zinc and lutein, and it's been clearly associated with healthier retinas and reduced macular degeneration, which affects the central vision. And those who don't like eating greens, there was a landmark eye study that showed that vitamins labeled with AREDS, A-R-E-D-S formula that have zinc and lutein, they help to slow down and prevent macular degeneration. So these are important things. That's why it's important to see your board-certified eye specialist annually to spot problems early and to take care of our eyes and our skin, because they're the first contact we have with the environment, and the skin is our largest organ. And we need to take care of it because it protects us from infections and other organisms from invading our body.
So to get the vitamin D vitamins that we take, that we all discussed, it takes a little bit of sunshine, like that 20 minutes a day or 30 minutes a day, maybe 3 days a week, 4 days a week, to energize right. That vitamin D pill you take, right?
And also it's in our diet. You know, a lot of the foods that contain, vitamin D, certain meats contain vitamin D. In the United States, there was a concern low vitamin D can affect the bones, and that was called rickets. And they started putting it into regular dairy milk when it used to be a problem many years ago. But now a lot of our quality of food has improved in the last 100 years. And we are getting vitamin D from various, sources. From our food. So that's a balancing act. It's everything is moderation. A little bit of light, good quality food, and other things help to, also things that suck up our vitamin D, like stress, because we need vitamin D as a hormone. It's not really a vitamin. We call it a vitamin, but it's needed to produce things like serotonin, which is what we need for our happiness levels. And that affects our brain and our happiness. That's why people who live in dark parts of the world who don't generate enough vitamin D, they have more depression and suicide.
What else would you like to tell the American people?
I'd like to tell them about this past week, the FDA came out and said finally that we do need a variant-specific vaccines, and the problem with the current vaccines are there for the original Alpha and Delta variants, and we will, by fall, they expect to have presented to the FDA variant-specific for these new Omicron subvariants, so that we can be better protected, because the current vaccines are not helping 100%. And about 300 people a day die in the United States, and 40% of them are fully vaccinated. So we look forward, after the FDA said that it's pushing the companies to come out with variant-specific vaccines and update them just like we do with the flu vaccine every year. And that's the latest that's happening in the world of COVID. And thank God it's not as lethal, but it is more contagious, and we're getting much closer to herd immunity.
Well, Dr. Peter Michalos, thank you so much and happy 4th of July. And I think whatever me and you are doing, mostly you, it's keeping a lot of our listeners alive longer. And thank you so much.
Thank you, John, for always getting the truth out and helping people learn about what they can do to protect themselves.
God bless. God bless America on this 4th of July.